Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me today. On yesterday's broadcast, we were looking at Psalm 40, and I've entitled this short message, The Message of Christ. We were looking at aspects of Christ's ministry. He faithfully displayed the righteousness of God, His salvation, His faithfulness, His loving kindness, as well as His truth. And as we brought the broadcast to a close yesterday, we were looking at Jesus' character. And we were at verse 6 and 7, and there in verse 7, it says, Then said I, Lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me. Now, we see that in verse 6, as the Lord was speaking, you can hear Him speaking through the Holy Spirit as He gave David those words, Mine ears hast thou open. And so that's a reference to a slave having his ear bored, and it was a symbol of total surrender, that he was entirely devoted to do the Father's will. His life was surrendered. And in verse 7, it says, In the volume of the book, it is written of me. And here we see Jesus was the fulfilled prophetic word. All that was written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning the Messiah found their perfect fulfillment in Jesus. In Luke 24:44, this was Jesus. He came into the midst of his disciples after his resurrection, and after eating said, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then it says, He opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. Now let's go on to verse 8. There the word says, I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. Here we see that Jesus not only obeyed the law, but the law of his God was so deeply engraven in his heart as to constitute his very nature and character. According to John 4:34, what did he say? He says, My meat was to do the will of him that sent me. And this is what the Holy Ghost seeks to do in us, making us partakers of his divine nature. Also, we see, let me share now verse 10, I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. He says, I have preached righteousness. I've not refrained. I've not hid. I have declared. I have not concealed. And he was a faithful witness. He was a faithful preacher. He kept back nothing that was profitable. Having the Spirit of the Lord God upon him, he preached the gospel unto the poor. We know that beautiful description of him. The Spirit of the Lord God was upon me. Remember when he opened the book of Isaiah, he spoke to those who were listening in the synagogue, and he says, Now is this to this day, is this scripture fulfilled in your ears? And just as Jesus did not hold back, so are we to have our tongues as the pen of a ready writer. We should always be ready to give a reason for the hope that is within us. It should be a wonderful thing to share what God has done for us, that He has brought us up out of the miry pit, out of the miry clay, out of a horrible pit. Left to our own devices, where would you be right now? I shudder to think where I might be if it hadn't been for God's loving and gracious intervention in my life. So Jesus embodied the law. He was a faithful preacher. And not only that, something we all need to be reminded of, he was a joyful servant. Verse 8 says, "I delight to do thy will, O my God." It is a delight to do his will when his word is hid in the surrendered heart. And that was the case with Jesus. He was surrendered. And that is to be our portion if we will hear the Lord speaking through his word. Romans 7 and 22 says, "For I delight in the law of God after the inward man." And you know, I've been sharing these aspects of Christ, his ministry, his character, but everything that is said about Jesus really can and should be said about us. What does it say about Jesus? His ear was opened. In Jeremiah 6 and 10, let's see what the word says. Israel did not incline its ear to hear, but in Jeremiah, the 6th chapter, verse 10, the word says, "To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it." How sad, how tragic that Israel would not receive the word of the Lord. Either in the time of ancient Israel, they turned back and worshiped other gods, other idols, but even in the time of Jesus, God manifested in the flesh, they refused to hear. And Jesus continually is speaking to us, speaking to the world in Revelation, "He that hath an ear, hear the word of the Lord." And then, of course, we know in the epistles that our lives also should be surrendered. Remember, Paul reminded us in Romans, the 12th chapter, verse 1, that we'll present ourselves, our body, a living sacrifice unto God, which is our reasonable service. Praise God. And we also see that we should be living fulfillments of the Word of God in our lives. Much of Isaiah's description of God's holy people talks about this, and this should be true in our case. Psalm 102 talks about us, brother and sister, you and I, in this generation. "This shall be written for the generation to come." That refers, you know, these Psalms were written in the time of David or shortly thereafter. But what does this declare? Psalm 102, it says, "This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord." Remember, this song began with, "Thou hast put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and shall fear and shall trust in the Lord." We are to be a faithful witness. Psalm 75 and 9 says, "But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob." What does it mean to be a faithful witness? Well, to preach the good news, that's simply to proclaim, to deliver, to share. And brother and sister, we don't have to be preachers to do that. Everyone, the word says, each one of us are able ministers of the gospel of reconciliation. And wherever you are, wherever you go, and you might even be up in years, maybe you don't get out like you used to, maybe you don't have a car, you're just not able to travel or be as active as you used to be, beloved, you can pray, you can send notes, you can write letters, and if you're technically savvy, you can use the internet to share in emails. Do whatever you can to encourage others. You can share with your neighbors. You can talk on the phone. There's no limit. I declare so often the devil makes us think, well, you know, he just focuses on what we feel are limitations to us. But don't you know that God loves you and he orders the events of your life? There's nothing that occurs to you that God has not permitted for his purposes. Sometimes we need to learn lessons. Sometimes, as Paul, we just need to say, "I learn to be content in whatever situation I find myself." And if we look at others, we can sometimes rejoice that God has been so good to us. Some people have some very hard crosses to bear. But we should embody the law of God. Jeremiah 31 and 33 says, "But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel." And that's God's new man, Jew and Gentile alike. "After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts, and I write it in their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people." Beloved, we're to be joyful servants. I don't think anything is a hallmark of a victorious Christian than joy. "I delight to do thy will." We need to find pleasure, beloved, in, to take delight in, to be pleased with. That's what it means to have an affection for, to desire, to choose, to bend, to bow. And the main meaning of to be delighted is to feel a strong, positive attraction for something. Unlike other synonyms for this emotion, this word connotes subjective involvement. Either God or man can have this feeling. It means to like someone or something very, very much. We delight in the Lord. We delight to do His will. So, beloved, as we've taken this brief time yesterday and today to look at Psalm 40, we see it is a song of deliverance. David declared, after waiting patiently for the Lord, he was delivered. "I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock." And beloved, that wasn't enough. He established his goings. Psalm 37 and 23 says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand." And the final scripture I'd like to share with you, Philippians 4:11 says, Paul said, "I've learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." Praise God. Amen and amen. Well, the time has just flown by. I've shared a lot with you, but this is a wonderful psalm, and I'm sure the Lord can speak even more to you as you meditate upon it. God bless you. I love you. Do share your prayer requests. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.